Chapter 12. Christmas. Preparations for Christmas. Christmas is on the 25th of December, but preparations for it start months before. Red and green are everywhere. The shops decorate their windows with artificial snow, Santa Claus figures, reindeers, and holly. Shops like Selfridges in London have a traditional Christmas window display. This tradition is over 100 years old. The shoppers love this festive tradition. Everybody looks for the perfect present for family and friends. Many people send Christmas cards and decorate their houses too. In the UK, people decorate their tree a week or two before Christmas Eve. It's a tradition that Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's husband, started in the 1800s. He was German, and he brought a Christmas tree from Germany and put it in Windsor Castle. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is on the 24th of December. It's a day of preparation and anticipation. Many prepare food for Christmas Day and do their last-minute shopping for presents. Will it snow? Everybody wants a white Christmas. Little children often put stockings at the end of their bed. They believe that Father Christmas will come and fill them with small presents and will put the big presents under the Christmas tree. It's traditional to leave some fruitcake or little pies for Father Christmas and a carrot or two for his reindeers. Another tradition is to kiss under a festive green plant called mistletoe. These plants are lovely Christmas decorations. Christmas Day. At last, Christmas Day is here and everyone can open their presents. In the morning, some people go to church. Others watch Christmas films or help prepare the Christmas dinner. A traditional Christmas dinner is turkey and vegetables, and a nice tradition is to pull Christmas crackers during the meal. These are rolled paper presents. Two people pull each end, and it opens with a bang. Inside there is a toy, a joke, and a paper hat. At 3 p.m. the monarch gives a speech on the television and radio. King George VI, father of Queen Elizabeth II, started this tradition in 1932. The speech is about the events of the year and to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Boxing Day. Boxing Day on the 26th of December is also a national holiday. It's a day for relaxing, taking the boxes from the Christmas presents to the rubbish bin and spending time with family. UK football and rugby fans love Boxing Day because a complete round of all football and rugby leagues takes place on this day. The history of Boxing Day is interesting. The name of this festival comes from a tradition that's probably 400 years old. Servants of rich people worked on Christmas Day, but the day after Christmas was their holiday. The rich people gave their servants a Christmas box. This box normally had food, presents, and sometimes money inside it. It was a way for the rich people to say thank you to their servants for all their hard work. For the lower classes, Boxing Day was much more fun than Christmas Day.